Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Saturday, January the 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. So, are we ready? Here we go. New year, new day. We're waking up to wisdom in 2026. Today, let's begin with consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, that right there, friends, is wisdom. Entering into the day by consecration is wisdom, because we're turning with everything we have to the very wisdom of God, who is Jesus Christ. So let's dive into today's entry. It's entitled Becoming Surrendered: Why Nothing is Better Than Something. Our text today, all day long, is Proverbs chapter 3. I want you to read the whole chapter, and I'm going to be focusing in on two verses today. These two verses may also coincide with your word from God for 2026. You know, I'm asking everybody to identify a text from Scripture, to ask the Lord Himself to highlight a text that will become an anchor hold for you all year long. Many people I know have chosen this one. So hear now the word of the Lord from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Why is Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, the most trinket-engraved verse in the whole Bible? Why is it claimed as perhaps the most favorited life text in the world? For starters, it's a beautiful aspiration, but that alone can't account for its popularity. I have a theory on why. It's true, these 29 words capture in compendium form the whole of Scripture. Millions upon millions of ordinary Christians like you and me have seen it proved true in our lives. There's a small yet comprehensive word appearing twice in the text. I would like to bring it to the fore. The word is all, A-L-L. In verse 5, we see, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then verse 6, we see, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. This accounts for the gap between the magnets on our refrigerators and our Monday mornings. All means all. Until we begin to come to grips with the totalizing nature of this little word, we are destined to some variety of an uninspiring version of nominal faith. It's not being an all or nothing kind of person that gets us. It's being an all or something kind of person. Most people who lack the faith to go all in also lack the courage to get all out. As a consequence, they remain stuck. I should say we remain stuck in a lukewarm Netherland. Now, may I be emphatic? The Christian faith of the Bible is all or nothing. Settling for the easy out of, at least I'm doing something, is not biblical faith. It's nominal Christianity. The enemy of our age is not doing nothing. It's the mentality that says something is enough. To be clear, all doesn't mean you've got it all figured out and sealed up. All is not measured by perfect attendance, good behavior, or charitable giving. My all cannot be measured by your assessment. Only God can know, because it's about the two all-consuming, intangible disposition of our inmost self, trust and submission, or surrenderedness. This must be resolved at the subterranean level of one's will, far beneath the ephemeral nature of emotion. The greatest gift we can give to another is to become graciously yet brutally honest with ourselves. Resolve to be all in today. Just for today. Abandon yourself to God in trust and submission. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, save me from the easy seduction of settling for something. Deliver me from the muddle of mediocrity all around me, and deliver me from the subtle ways I sit in judgment of it. Awaken me to the awareness that an authentic nothing is better to you than a vague something. Come, Holy Spirit, and grant me the courage of Jesus to go all in. I surrender my will to you. I trust in you. Thank you for going all in for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Our journal prompts today. Well, how might we cease judging the faith of others and truly come to grips with the nominal nature of our own faith? Would you consider surrendering the totality of your will to Jesus Christ today? Let's don't even worry about tomorrow. Let's see if we can do it today. What keeps you from this? And what do you think would happen if you ceased being a, quote, something person and became an all-in person? What does Scripture say would happen? I think it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. He'll lead you. He will guide you. He will walk with you. And I think, you know, this all or nothing aspect, the way that I'm thinking about this, even now, sometimes it just can feel so overwhelming and unending and all-consuming. It just can feel like too much. I think the way I'm leaning is let's just deal with today. Okay, let's don't look down on our misses from yesterday. Let's don't worry about tomorrow. What if we just said, you know what? I'm going to do it today. I'm going to go all in. I'm going to be honest. And this is a posture. This is a way of being. This is not like stacking up a bunch of activity on yourself. It's not trying to measure yourself. It's just saying, I'm going to trust God today. We're already into it. We've already prayed the prayer of consecration, which is pretty all in, right? Let's just follow. Let's let our life follow our prayer. And then let's see what happens today. Then we'll come back at it again tomorrow. We make it in our minds harder than it actually is. And God wants us to succeed. He's like, I'm your biggest cheerleader. I am right here with you. I want you to win. And I'm telling you how to win. You know, what happens to us, James, I think, will say it. He says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you remember this in chapter 1? Let him ask God. But he's got to let his life follow his prayer. Believe you're going to get it. Because if you don't, he says, you're like a double-minded person. That's what it means to be a something person. A little bit of this, a little bit of this, kind of in, kind of not in. A yes, but, a maybe. No, he's like, let your yes be your yes. Let your all be your all. And let's don't worry about tomorrow. Let's just go for it today. It's a posture. It's a trust. It's a lean with all your weight, all your heart. Sound good? Well, that's how I'm going to try to live this Saturday. And I'm feeling good in 2026. I'm feeling like we're tracking, we're growing, and we're going one day at a time. We're not worried about next week, next month, next whatever. It's today. So keep on asking the Lord, give you that word. Today's word may be it for you. Whatever it is, just say, would you highlight a word for me for 2026? Would you just put the highlighter of the Holy Spirit on a word from the Scriptures? Not a single word. I'm talking about a verse. And let's just begin to set up camp around it. God will lead us with that word profoundly as we move along. All right, are you ready to sing? I am. All right, guys, it's going to be another good day because we've got our favorite worship leader with us today.
It's an honor to be here, too.
Well, we're going to sing. We're singing some of these great classic hymns to start off the new year. We started with Be Thou My Vision. We moved to God of Grace and God of Glory. You remember that hymn is probably still kind of rolling in your mind. Mm-hmm. Grant us wisdom. Grant us
courage
for the facing of this hour.
Amen.
We're living in that kind of time, guys. It's time for the real Christians to stand up for Jesus, and to find themselves serving others, sowing for awakening. So we're going to sing today. Tell them what we're singing.
We're going to sing an old song called Trust and Obey, for there's no other way, and that's the honest truth.
What's our number?
334.
Okay, this is a good one. Trust and obey. It's another one of these basic messages.
Mm-hmm.
And as we sing it to the Lord, the Holy Spirit's going to encode it engrave it, emblazon it on our hearts. So here we go. We'll sing all four verses.
Okay.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Three, but we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Let's take it up a notch.
Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he does we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Okay.
Well, you just can't beat a hymn like that.
No.
And it's something how hymns, you're all at once, you're singing to God, and you're singing to yourself, and you're singing to your neighbor.
Amen.
We're singing it to each other. We're, you know, that's the interesting thing about that verse in the Bible. It says, as you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. It's like it's a whole move that's going on when we're singing. And you know what we'll do when we go out the door today? We'll keep humming.
We'll keep going.
I remember Dad the other night, we were over at your house and my kids were all here, and Lily sat down beside you and she said, "Papa, what are you humming?" he was humming a hymn right there on the couch, and Lily just picked up on that. And
well, they're always with you. The hymns, these old hymns, they're old, but they're right on. Just need to go by with them.
I want to keep encouraging you guys to get one of our hymnals. I'm not selling, I'm sewing. Down through the centuries, the church had two books, and everybody had both of them, the Bible and the hymnal. And, you know, the hymnal's kind of falling on hard times these days. All our churches have screens. Screens aren't bad. Hymnals are just better. Screens aren't bad, and they're here to stay. But guys, we need the hymnal. We need to touch the document, the artifact. We need to see the words on the pages. I love how at our church, you know, when they put this projection, yeah, it's got the actual notes. And
I know it.
It's not just words. You see it how it appears in a book.
Exactly
there's
right.
Something to that. It's more than just words dislocated from music. Anyway, we'll stop there today. It's going to be a good Saturday. We're going to see a lot of different people. People are still in a good mood. They're starting to kind of think, oh, gosh, the new year's here. We got to go back to work on
That's
Monday.
That's right. Yep.
So just encourage people today. Go out with a good word. Open your eyes to see them. Open your ears to hear them. Open your heart.
Right. And when you first see the one that you know, speak to him first, and then he'll speak back.
That's good. We have this great book called Love Goes First.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the idea. You go first. All right, gang. We'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.